Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Knows.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Here's an old show that I have never aired before, and I will warn you right now, it's not of the greatest quality, but it's going all the way back to July 25th, 1932, 90 years ago. This episode of The Witch's Tale, Rockabye Baby, broadcast July 25th, 1932.
We bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. The Witch's Tale.
And now for our visit to Old Nancy and her wise black cat.
And 5 year old I be today.
Yes, sir.
Hannah and 5 year old. Real Satan.
Yeah.
It's a real bedtime story we got for folks tonight.
Yeah.
Everybody douse out them lights so we have it nice and dark. Our little tales is best listened to amongst the ghostly shadows. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be across the sea in England. There begins our yarn of Rockabye Baby. Rockabye Baby.
You don't honestly believe what you just said.
Oh, yes, my dear fellow. There's a room in the east tower of this old mansion which is positively haunted.
Mrs. Beckett, he's just fooling, isn't he?
No, indeed, Mrs. Christie. I share Mr. Malvern's opinion that his tower room is queer.
So do I. I wouldn't enter the place off the sundown for 20,000 pounds.
Robert, I never heard of such a thing. Three grown-up people believing in ghosts.
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, honey, but I warn you, ladies and gentlemen, that my wife and I came from Missouri.
Missouri? There are so many Americans say they come from that great state. It must be very populous.
But, George, I understood Mr. and Mrs. Christie to say their home was in, such a difficult name.
Robert and I were born in Kentucky, Mrs. Beckett.
It's only since you mentioned spooks that we've been from Missouri.
But I don't understand.
I do. But whether you believe it or not, Mr. Christie, the fact remains that no one can pass a night in the room I speak of.
You mean to tell me that I couldn't stay there?
My dear fellow, you'd find it an utter impossibility.
Is that so? Well, say, now look
here,
I'm
you be still. Let Mr. Malvern tell us about the place. What's supposed to happen is so scary, Mr. Malvern?
Wait till we have another drink to make the yarn seem better.
Yes, capital on you. I'll be the barmaid.
You better not take any more drinks.
Of course I'm having more.
But this will make you sick this evening.
Well, what if it does? I know how to handle my liquor, Susie.
Well, I hear you married couples quarrel. I truly appreciate my bachelorhood.
Oh, please don't think that Robert and I were quarreling, Mr. Malvern.
Oh, I should say not. Our little arguments never mean anything, do they, Rockabye Baby?
Rockabye Baby?
Now, that's just a little family secret.
Yeah, one that goes way back.
Way, way back, don't it, Annie?
But now, Mr. Malvin, suppose you tell us what awful things happen in that haunted room of yours.
Yeah. Just what sort of a person is you family ghost?
Well, it's the uneasy spirit of an ancestor of mine. His portrait hangs here upon his wall.
That old gentleman in the red suit?
Robert, he looks just like pictures of Sir Walter Raleigh.
He lived in the same age. And like Raleigh, he died by the headsman's axe.
His head was chopped off?
Yes, he went to the block for murder. I blush to admit that my ancestor was a cold-blooded killer of the most depraved type. He was a sadistic strangler.
Whom did he strangle?
Old records place the number of his victims as between 30 and 40.
Say.
That room in the tower was the scene of his crimes, which may be the reason his evil spirit lingers there.
Oh, bunk. Pardon me, Melvin, but you can't convince me that spirits linger anywhere on Earth.
Still, the fact remains that no one can remain in that room after nightfall.
You said that before, so I reckon you believe it, but I'll remain in your haunted room any night you say.
If I permitted it, you wouldn't see it through.
Is that so? Say, you a betting man?
On occasion, why?
Because I'll bet you $100 that I'll stay in your tower room tonight.
Me too, Robert. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Sorry, old chap, but I never make a wager of less than £1,000.
£1,000? That's $5,000.
Well, if Mr. Melvin insists on throwing money away, I'll just take him for $1,000.
Very well. I'll make out my check. You cover it. And Beckett here will hold the stake.
I'll cover it. Where's the fountain pen?
I can use mine, old chap.
The terms are that you will remain in that room from midnight until sunrise. If you fail, your wager is forfeit.
And when we come down cheerfully to a late breakfast, you forfeit yours.
Exactly. Here's my check ticket.
Here's mine.
Right there.
It's nearly midnight now. Take us to your tavern, Mr. Malvin. I'm just dying to see the place.
Very well. Well, there's no electricity in the room, but you'll have plenty of candles. It'll be quite comfortable. At first. Oh, do you carry a pistol, Christy?
A pistol?
What would Robert be told in a pistol?
Since you have none, I'll lend you one of mine. One has a feeling of security with a gun in his possession, even though it will prove of little value against the dead whom you may meet.
Well, will you listen to this man, Susie?
If you keep Tony Lambie bleeding in his skull.
Believe as you like, but at the first indication of something abnormal in that room, I advise you to consider your lives rather than your wager.
If we see a spook big enough to drive us out of that room, I'll consider it worth £1,000.
That's why we came to England, because we hoped something different would happen.
I've an idea that tonight we shall see something very different, Mrs. Christie. I'm quite positive that you shall.
O'clock, honey. We've been here over an hour. This must be the night for Malvin's ghost, don't worry.
I reckon. But I've got to confess it. When we first came in here, I had cold shivers running up and down my spine.
Well, I don't wonder. This is sure enough what a haunted room should look like.
Yes, it's so full of spooky shadows and dark corners. You know, I'm not scared of anything, but I'm awfully glad we have so many cows here.
You wouldn't be very cheerful without them, that's a fact. You know, to folks who were the least bit superstitious, all that talk that Malvin handed out and the appearance of this old room was... Well, their imaginations might get worked so they'd be scared to death.
Yes, imaginations are powerful. Oh, what's that?
I don't know. Oh, I see. Honey, it's just an old loose shutter banging against the window. Look.
Oh, it startled me. Creepy old room this is. I mean, if you let your imagination get going.
No, no danger you and me doing that.
Well, I shall say there isn't. Only, Robert, what do you think makes Mr. Malvin so sure that something's going to happen here tonight? Of course, we've only known him a couple of weeks, which is hardly time enough to judge, but he doesn't strike me as the sort of man who'd bet £1,000 for, well, just for the fun of betting.
Well, Malvin isn't the kind you'd call a natural chance-taking gambler, is he?
He must believe there's something queer about this room. System you take his gun and all.
Oh, that's because he and the Becketts are just superstitious idiots. Still, I shouldn't be making crackpot bets like this. Guess I've been drinking a little too much lately, Susie.
I'm afraid you have been, Robert. Oh, I don't care about the foolish things that makes you do like Denton, but Robert, it's pulling you away from me.
Oh, no, Susie.
Yes, we're drawing away from one another. Away from the time you used to hold me on your knee.
Sing your rockabye, baby. Like a crazy lunatic.
Yes, but it wasn't crazy. It was something precious. We were just kids when we sang it from the first. I was only 5.
And I was 9. With a mother instinct.
Don't make fun about it. You did it because you love me. As we grew up, you kept on doing it all the time we were going together, while we were engaged and first after we were married. You haven't a very good singing voice, Robert, and you helped me uncomfortably most times, but that song was a foolish, wonderful secret between us two. It was a kind of symbol of our love, and
I haven't forgot our love, Susie. And I haven't forgot our song. Come here on my knee, honey. You're going to be rocked in my arms right now.
Robert, you're loving my dress.
What do we care about an old dress and an important thing to be done? I love you, little sweetheart.
Darling, I love you.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When about...
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, it's just the window curtain slipping in the wind.
Yeah, but it sure ruined my song. Say, look here, honey. If you're getting nervous about that room, this old room, that 1,000-pound bet don't mean anything to me.
I'm not nervous. Why should I be when there's nothing here to be nervous about? Robert, 2 bottle candles just went out.
Candles?
Yes.
Oh, the wind must have blown.
Light them again, will you? There isn't any too much light yet when all of them are going.
It's a fact, there is. Say, Mr. Beckett borrowed my matches and forgot to give them back.
Take one of the candles that's going and relight the others for me.
That's an idea. Go on, this one went out. It's a reef ball.
Well, close the window and shut out the wind that's doing it.
Yeah. There. Now they'll be all right.
Robert, there goes another candle.
Well, the wind didn't blow it out.
Not with the window closed.
Well, I wonder what...
Dear, another's going.
That's funny. These candles just suddenly flicker out and die. There goes another.
What caused it?
I don't know. There goes another.
Relight them quick. If you don't, we'll be in darkness.
I will, honey. Don't you be scared.
Oh, 2 more went out. There's only 3 left.
I'll get one of them and...
That one's gone now.
This one just went.
Only 1's left.
Now it's gone out.
Robert, put your arms around me. Hold me tight.
Now, here I am, honey. Here I am.
I made those candles all go out.
I don't know, but there's some natural explanation for it. Don't you be scared.
I'm not. Only I can't bear this darkness. Take me to the window where there's moon shining in.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick.
Come on, we're getting the light.
There's shadows all about us here. Such ugly shadows.
There's only shadows, Susie. This is just a plain old room. Nothing here can hurt us but our own imaginations.
I know. It isn't possible that old murderer who lost his head for strangling folks could come back here from the grave.
Of course it's not. Imagination is all the ghosts are made of.
Imagination. Just imagination.
Sounds like footsteps.
They're in this room.
No, it can't be. We've heard the door open. There's only 1 door to this room.
Something shattered. Don't have to come through doors.
No, honey, no. Don't say such thing.
Robert, look.
It's just a shadow.
No, it's a man without a head.
Whoever you are, keep back. I have a gun. I'll pay you full of lead.
It's moving towards us.
July 25th, 1932, The Witch's Tale on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of The Witch's Tale from 90 years ago, July 25th,
1932. Old house, she's...
So did he. Then she dropped to the floor, fainted most likely. And I made my getaway. Quick, help me out of this costume before he brings her from the room.
Well, she's down the hall. She's torn to your lady. Oh, what a cushy game this is. A secret passage, death room, candles with prepared wicks, and your ghastly headless make.
Not forgetting the way I built this story up. Any fool who bet he's not afraid of ghosts. And the gun with tampered cartridges made them sure of the dead they shot at. Besides ensuring me, they'd use no weapons of their own. I told you this was the greatest easy money scheme I ever had.
Certainly appears so.
And this is only the first time we've worked it. With all the silly chumps there are in London, we'll soon make a fortune at it. I'm all right now. Hide that costume in the cupboard.
I so.
Hurry, hurry. Agnes can't stall in the hall much longer.
Well, I'm with you now. Open the door.
Well, there's Agnes. George, she's alone.
What? Christie's aunt with her?
No. Agnes. Haven't they come out yet?
No. And there hasn't been a sound from that room since they screamed. I told you this scheme was too fantastic to succeed. You frightened them, all right. But then their common sense returned. And now they're in there laughing at
them. I won't believe that. They were terrified.
Then why haven't they come out?
What's that?
What?
Christie's voice. He's singing.
Yes, Rockaby Baby. A lullaby to let us know your ghost won't spoil his beauty sleep. You terrified him? Oh,
be still. There's something queer about this song.
What do you mean?
That singing is queer.
I'm going to find out why.
Give away that door, you fool.
No. There's something wrong in that room. Give me that candle, Agnes. Come on.
George, the accident doesn't see us. And his bright light is still in his arms.
Oh, God. I think she's dead.
Baby,
thank you.
dead, all right. Dead of fright. But he was mad, a childish innocent. God, I can still hear that lullaby he sang over and over and over as he rocked her body in his arms. And Beckett and I left England the next morning. I've been here in Paris ever since, 5 years.
The Beckett took stage, you say?
Yes, train reckon tells you, 6 months after Christie thing happened.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen sooner. The poor judge got drunk and blabbed the story. It would have been known otherwise. That's how you came to hear of it, I suppose.
Indirectly, yes. But it's only recently I learned that you were Melvin.
I had to change my name. Christie's relatives were looking for me. People from his part of the States go in for vendetta, like the Corsican Banditti, I've heard. But since you're an American, you probably know more about Kentuckians than I do.
Well, I know their reputations. Christie himself is dead now.
Yes, I saw it in the papers. Died singing Rockabye Baby, I suppose. Oh, let's not talk about it anymore. I wouldn't mention the thing, only you sort of drag it from me.
You shouldn't mind discussing anything with me.
I don't. I trust you. You're my kind, a wise one, an easy money schemer. The only bit of luck I've had in the past 5 years would be you.
Luck for me as well. To meet such a clever, imaginative fellow who can use his wits to get what fools must work for.
Joan, will you marry me?
Marry you?
Yes, I'm mad about you. We'd make a great team with your looks and my experience. The easy money would just roll in.
Oh, Melvin, this is so sudden.
I don't blame you for laughing. I forgot I'm wearing shabby, worn-out clothes, and I'm down and out. I had been. On my word, I don't know why you even sit and talk with me in such a public place as this cafe.
If you can get back your nerve, you won't be a has-been any longer.
My nerve?
Yes. The Christie thing broke you. You've admitted since that night in England, you haven't had a bit of luck. It isn't luck that's been against you, but your mind. I'll tell you why I've met you here each day. It's because I think we would make a great team. Melvin, if you can prove to me that you're a man and not a coward, I'll go along with you. I'll marry you.
Joan, if you mean that, I'll do anything you say.
All right. Tomorrow we go to England.
I don't dare.
Nonsense. 5 years is a long time. They'll have forgotten why you ran away by now. And we're going back to live in your ancestral estate of Malvern Manor.
No.
Yes. Your scheme of the haunted room and headless ghost is the greatest I ever heard. We're going to work it for everything it's worth.
I'll never try that again.
You will. It's a perfect racket. Only a man of imagination could have planned a game like that.
Imagination. Yes, I have imagination, all right. An imagination for 5 years has kept that room before my eyes. That's dinned it into my ears. A madman's song. All right. It's full. Nerve. But I can't return to that house to get it back.
All right, then. You and I are
through. Don't say that. Oh, don't go away, Joan. I'll do anything you say.
Then you go to Malvern Manor, and I marry you. On condition that our bridal night is spent in that tower room.
Bridal night? In that tower room?
Yes. As you regain your nerve, you'll also gain a wife and partner. That appeals to my imagination. You see, I have imagination, too, dear. It's a great thing. No.
Mind these narrow stairs, Joan. Don't want my brand new wife to have a fall. Dad, it's good to be in this old house again.
I knew you'd enjoy your return, Melvin Manor.
You're right. Make me come here. Has given me back my nerve. What a chump I was to stay away from England all these years. The Christie affair simply made the natives here believe that old room is really haunted. Good example of how ghostly legends start.
Yes. Imagination needs but a grain of sand to build a mountain.
Well, here we are, dear. The tower room. My bridal night. Dad, I've waited a long for this.
The conclusion of The Witch's Tale from 90 years ago, July 25th, 1932, comes up next when Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A majority of voters believe federal prosecutors have a strong case against former President Trump in the U.S. Capitol riot probe. That's according to a new Harvard University Capps Harris poll. It found 57% of registered voters think that prosecutors have either a strong or very strong case against Trump. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist is criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm ashamed of him. I think he's the first dictator of Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Whataburger is heading further west. The Texas-based burger chain will open their first restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. It will be located at the Waldorf Astoria and open 24 hours a day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of The Witch's Tale, Rockabye Baby, from July
25th, 1932.
Not a very cheerful place, but it was your idea that we occupy it. Let me close the door. We're alone.
I wonder if we're alone.
Of course we are.
How can you be sure? In a room where you've seen a ghostly legend start.
Hi.
Where did you find Robert Christie singing Rockabye Baby?
Joan, let's not talk about that now.
I wish to talk about it for your nerves' sake. The room this is for the scheme you work. So full of eerie shadows.
Yes, yes. What gave me the idea to play on fool's imagination? What's that?
I think a shutter blew against the wall outside.
Oh, that just startled me.
Back to this room. Anything might happen here, especially in the darkness.
Joan.
What? Their candle just went out.
Eh? It must be a draft.
Oh, it's possible. Windows are closed. There goes another.
What made them go out?
Well, perhaps their wicks have been tampered with, like those which you once used.
No, no one has any reason to play such a trick on me.
Of course not. There'd be no easy money in it.
There goes another candle.
And another.
There go three at once. Where are my matches, Joan? You borrowed them. And all the candles have gone out. Let me find the door.
What? You're not afraid to be in the dark?
Afraid of? What rot? You brought me here to prove my nerve. I'll show you it's all right. Only, Joan, come here where I can see you by this little bit of moonlight. Where are you, Joan? What's that? Joan! Is it your footsteps I hear? Is it you who's walking toward me? Joan! Why don't you answer me?
Walking dead. Now you know the terror he ensues in you. It's Robert Christie's sister whom you married, Malvin. 5 years I've searched for you until I found you to bring the only justice that would fit your crime. Gore against that wall and stare at him in fear. Oh, Robert's still alive. I can't command the dead, or Susie would be with him. But you know the power of imagination now. Look at him, alive, a helpless, harmless madman whose only lucid moments are memories of horror. He and his physician have been hidden in this house for days, waiting for you to come here on your bridal night. Your bridal night. I promised you a wife and partner. Your wife is here. Your partner death. So now I'm going to kill you. Turn your eyes from Robert and look into this gun. Turn your eyes and look upon it as I fire it at your heart. Say, say something. Look at me before I shoot. Look at me, I say. No one. Is that you, Doctor?
Yes, let me in.
Oh, wait.
It's Christy. I've come to tell you.
Never mind. Come in and bring that candle. All I want you to tell me is, what's the matter with this man? Here he is, leaning against this wall. Look at me, Malvin. Doctor, he fell as I touched him.
This man is dead. That gun in your hand, did you?
No. Oh, no, I didn't kill him. By the front. Susie did. Imagination. Imagination.
Missy, you're hysterical. You've got to pull yourself together. I don't know what's happened in this room tonight. It's still another shock that you spare. Yes, your brother.
My brother. Where did Robert go? He was with me here just before I let you in.
He was with you here?
Of course. You sent him as I told you to. Up that secret passageway when I pressed the signal button.
But I couldn't send you. Before your signal came, your brother's heart stopped beating.
My brother...
Robert died 10 minutes ago. You knew his condition. His heart just stopped. That's what I came up to tell you.
But I tell you, my brother was here.
Look! Among those shadows there.
Robert. And Susie's in his arms again.
From 90 years ago, apologize for the audio, but going back that far, it's hard to get the great audio. July 25th, 1932, The Witch's Tale on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, part three of the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar story, The Open Town Matter. This goes back to July 25th, 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
How you making out, Johnny boy?
Who is this?
You disappoint me, Johnny. You ought to recognize the conditioner, not the voice.
Joe Crowley?
Yeah, the drunken reporter on the Daily Herald.
I want to talk to you. Where are you?
Oh, no, you don't. Not tonight.
Why not?
In 10 minutes, you'd have me shooting my big mouth off.
About the rackets here?
And the murder of the honorable chief of police, and the peculiar morals of his lovely young wife, and...
Joe, listen.
And last but not least, the ethical and philosophical problems of an intellectual lush, a reformed idealist who once or even twice...
Joe,
tried...
an hour ago, in front of City Hall, somebody fired 5 shots at me. Joe, are you there?
Beat it, Johnny. Grab a plane, train, bus, or walk, but get out now. When they put the finger on, it sticks. Greensport, boy, is a wide-open town.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Greensport, Missouri. To the home office, Great Plains Guarantee Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the open town matter. Expense account continued. Item 7, $1.85, taxi to the home of the mayor of Greensport, Will Lyons. I decided to go straight to headquarters, so to speak. Joe Crayley, professional reporter and semi-pro drunk, might have been able to help, but I didn't know where to find him. So far, I had a lot of questions, no answers. Police Chief Ed Blake had been shot to death in his own home with his own gun. His young widow, Marty, and City Attorney Dave Sherman had been present and both told the same story. Mysterious prowler. Supposedly, the prowler was Shorty Wells, an ex-convict with a grudge against the murdered chief. But Shorty was missing, and the case was at a standstill. So I went right to the top to Mayor Lyons.
Come in, Mr. Dollar. Come right in.
Thanks.
My wife is going out this evening. Committee meeting at the Women's Club. We can talk here in the library, if you don't mind.
All right, fine.
Take a chair there. Yeah, well, Mr. Dollar, I will say it's a pleasure to see you safe and sound.
Oh, you heard about the shooting, then?
I heard the shots from my office. Then the acting chief of police phoned me a few minutes later.
Well, does he know yet who did it?
Not the slightest. There were no witnesses. At least, none who cared to talk. Car took off at high speed and then just disappeared.
Like Shorty Wells. Fine.
I sympathize with your feelings, Mr. Dollar. I'd feel the same way if I'd been made a target of. But you can rest assured, sir, that every facility of law enforcement in this town is working round the clock to bring the culprits to justice.
Yeah, well, that's very comforting, Mayor. But actually, I'm not sure I was the target.
What do you mean?
Well, when I left you and Dave Sherman and came out onto the sidewalk, Marty Blake was waiting for me in a car parked at the curb. She'd been there about 20 minutes, she told me.
Yes, but
whoever fired those shots had the setup planned, worked out. And I don't think they could very well have planned it for me.
Why not?
My schedule wasn't predictable enough. They didn't know when I'd leave City Hall, whether I'd be alone or not, or what I'd do when I stepped outside.
That's a point, all right.
Marty, on the other hand, had been there for 20 minutes. Plenty of time to arrange the thing.
But why? Why should anyone want to kill her?
Well, there you got me. I don't know.
After the shooting, of course, I had a police officer assigned to guard duty at her home, but I regarded it as merely a routine precaution. I was certain that the attempt was made on your life, Mr. Dollar.
Well, those bullets came too close to both of us for very much peace of mind.
Well, at least Mrs. Blake has protection now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unless that police officer himself knocks her off.
Well, you're joking, of course.
Mayor, that's the worst thing about this whole case. I don't know whether I'm joking or not.
But surely you don't think...
And you, are you certain of which ones you can trust in the attorney's office, the police force, in your own department even?
Not entirely, no.
With the rackets as wide open as they are here, some of the men around you are bound to be involved.
I know. It stands to reason. Every raid we've ever attempted has been tipped off before we even got started. Blake tried while he was alive. Dave Sherman tried. I even organized two myself. Told nobody about them. Brought in state police to carry them out. Same result.
Say, what about Blake? He must have been in with a mob to live on that lavish scale he did.
I suppose so. Dave and I suspected him at times, but we could never turn up any actual evidence.
Were he and the city attorney friends?
Ed and Dave? No, they couldn't get along at all.
And yet, the night Blake was shot, Dave Sherman was staying overnight in his home.
Yes, I know. I've thought myself it was a little odd. Dave says Blake had asked him to. Invited him to go on a fishing trip the next morning.
A fishing trip? And yet they couldn't get along.
I know. I can't explain it any more than you can.
Any chance Dave Sherman was the intended victim that night instead of Blake?
I really don't see how, Mr. Dollar, in view of the circumstances. Blake was killed when he heard a prowler and went downstairs to investigate. No one could have expected Dave to do something like that.
No, I guess not. It was just an idea.
I've thought of all kinds of outlandish possibilities myself, but it always comes back to the same thing. Shorty Wells.
Yeah, the ex-convict who swore he'd get Blake when he went to prison.
He was paroled just the week before, Mr. Dollar, and he was seen in town the day before the killing.
And nobody has found hide nor hair of him since, yeah, it adds up all right. But somehow I still can't buy it. Maybe it just adds up a little too well. 3/4 of the criminals who are sentenced make threats like that, but it's a rare one who carries it out.
Rare, yes, but not unknown.
Oh, true. I admit he's a strong possibility. But when I hit town this afternoon, I thought Marty Blake was a strong possibility. Until the city attorney himself came up with an airtight alibi for her.
Why did you suspect her, Mr. Dollar?
Insurance. A $50,000 policy on Blake's life. His wife's the beneficiary.
Well, I don't imagine $50,000 will last Mrs. Blake very long.
Hey, tell me something, Mayor. Are she and Dave Sherman close friends?
At one time, yes. In fact, Dave was pretty serious about her. But after she married Blake last year, Dave turned against her completely.
I see.
I don't think he'd risk an alibi for her out of friendship, if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, I don't know exactly what I'm thinking. Mostly I'm just guessing.
I've been doing that 2 years now, Mr. Dollar. Guessing, figuring, trying to spot the leader behind these rackets. Not knowing which officials I could trust.
Mayor, is Dave Sherman one of those you can trust?
I'm not sure.
Good evening, Mrs. Blake.
Well, this is a surprise. Come in, Johnny. Join the party.
Thanks.
Of course, I'm the party. There isn't anybody else. Except my watchdog sitting out there in front.
Yeah, I saw him.
Cute, isn't he?
I didn't notice.
I did. Think that's terrible, Johnny? A girl who's been a widow 4 days noticing another guy.
Why not? You didn't care anything about your husband.
That's right, I didn't. Here's to all husbands. May they rest in peace. He's a cute cop, all right. You know what? I asked him to come inside and have a drink with me. And he actually blushed and stammered. Now, wasn't that cute?
Devastating.
Would you blush and stammer, Johnny?
No, I'd take the drink. Which I will, by the way, if you don't mind.
Here. Make me another one, too.
All right. What's the reason for this one-woman celebration, Mrs. Blake? I said, what's the...
I heard you. And you can call me Marty if you want me to answer you.
All right, Marty. Why the lonesome gal routine?
It's not so lonesome now, Johnny.
Oh. Here's your drink.
Used to getting shot at.
Shot at how, Marty? Like we were this afternoon? Or like your husband?
Everybody can't be lucky. Maybe Ed just didn't live right.
Well, he's not living anyway now.
I bet you know how to live, Johnny.
Oh, sure, sure. I got a system.
Tell me about it.
Well, the first thing I do is hook up with the rackets so I can buy my wife lots of expensive gifts.
Why don't you lay off that stuff? Why don't you try being nice for a change?
Well, that's not part of my system.
I didn't kill him. You know that now. So why don't you relax and be human?
Oh, the last time I relaxed around you, I caught the breeze off of 5 bullets.
You're breathing, aren't you?
I might not be. If they'd been after me instead of you.
So you're still on that kick?
Oh, it figures, Marty. I'm no threat to anybody, not yet. I don't know enough about this mess.
And you're saying I do, I suppose.
I think so. Now, who'd want to get you out of the way, Marty? To keep you from talking, maybe.
Don't you ever give up.
All right, tell me this. Did Dave Sherman really see that shooting? Or is he just giving you an alibi?
Why don't you ask him?
Or is he giving himself an alibi by any chance?
You're crazy.
Maybe. Where's Shorty Wells?
What?
I said, where is Shorty?
I heard what you said.
Well, then suppose you tell
me. Get out.
What are you so upset about?
Get out of here right this minute. Get out or so help me up.
Take it easy, Marty. What's that cute cop going to think?
I don't care what anybody thinks. You get out of here and get out fast.
Item 9, $14.40. Drinks, tips, and transportation. For a local expedition in plain and fancy pub crawling. I was looking for Joe Crayley, disillusioned idealist and erstwhile reporter on the Greensport Daily Herald. I found him on my third martini. He was on a separate.
How, Johnny? How'd you do it?
Do what?
How'd you find me?
Called your paper. They gave me a list of your hangouts. I had 4 more to go.
A reputation is a wonderful thing. Keeps you from staying off the straight and narrow. He's looking at you.
Right. Joe, tell me about Marty.
Tell you what about her?
Everything you know.
Of course, she's got an alibi.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But you still won't give up. Well, she hates champagne, but she always orders it. Why? Because it costs more.
I see.
She's every man's dream, Johnny. A pink and gold doll in spangled tights. And she's a 4-star tramp.
She's an ex-dancer, isn't she?
She's an ex a lot of things. Ex-girlfriend of Shorty Wells. Ex-girlfriend.
Girlfriend of Shorty Wells?
Sure. Ed Blake took her away from him. That's why Shorty threatened to kill him. Said Blake was framing him. Maybe he was. I don't know. Anything could have happened with the police they got in this town.
Crooked? Is that what you're trying to say?
Some of them are that. The rest of them are useless. Like that business with the gun.
What gun?
That Ed Blake was shot with. They found it lying beside his body, his own gun. They just assumed he'd shot it out with the killer. It was 2 days before they realized he'd been shot with that gun. That Blake hadn't used it, the killer had.
Wait a minute. Do you think Shorty Wells and Marty could have planned the thing together?
Johnny, I wouldn't put anything past that dame.
Why do you hate her so much, Joe?
Guess again, my friend. I don't hate her. I'm in love with her. Always will be.
Joe.
Yeah, before she met Shorty Wells, she used to be my girl. Gives you something to think about, doesn't it, Johnny?
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a man with a gun, desperate, faces a blazing inferno and gambles his life. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by Les Crutchfield. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
July 25th, 1956, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Visit my webpage, classicradio.stream, to learn more about classic radio collecting, hear our shows on demand, contact me, and even buy me a coffee. I'd appreciate it. Thank this station, support their advertisers, tell your friends great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.